The topic of this video is how to increase website traffic to my website for free. How to increase traffic to my website for free. And I have a question that came in, and the question was from somebody who blogs. Okay, so these days a lot of bloggers and vloggers springing up everywhere, you know. But here's the truth. About 99% of the vlogs and the blogs that are being created out there pretty much will not have any traffic. Does that make sense? Why? Because that's just how the world rolls. That's, you know, anytime everybody is doing something, you know, entrepreneurship, everybody is about entrepreneurship, everybody is doing the same thing, right? Somebody's going to lose. Most people are going to lose. And if you're on this video, if you're watching this or you're listening to this, congratulations to you, because my goal on this video is to make sure you avoid that statistics. You know, the odds are against you essentially, but it's all about having the right information, okay? So, how to increase traffic to your website for free. So this person saying they just started a blog, and they're looking for ways to increase more eyeballs. Share it on social media with their friends, family, you know. But they're trying to monetize. They want to make some money from this activity, right? I mean, what's the point of an activity that you can't make money from? What's the point of it, right? Because honestly, if you really love doing it, at some point, you want it to kind of like start paying for itself, at least break even, right? So you can keep doing it. So you can keep doing what you love. And it's even better if you can create a lifestyle out of it. If you can make enough money to cover your bills, cover taking care of your family, your loved ones, giving money to your best charity, your favorite charity, right? All those things, right? If you can do that, it's even better, right? So increasing website traffic, it's something that's something that every blogger and every vlogger needs to understand, okay? Now, there are a couple ways. I'm going to show you how to do for free. I'm going to tell you how to do it for free, but you can actually pay for it, okay? However, I don't encourage paying for it unless the business is already bringing in money, okay? I don't encourage trying to pay your way or buy your way to the top, because when you do that, there's limited space to do that. Like, you're going to be limited no matter how rich you are. And really, the people that are most successful in life are the apps. Somebody said the apps that take off, you know, or the website that take off, like Facebook, they all do it organically. Organic means, like, Mark Zuckerberg didn't go and just start paying for traffic to Google. Okay, up to today, I don't know if Facebook even ever advertised, right? They sell advertising, but I don't think they ever advertised. And some of the most popular platform ever, right? They never advertise. Ever think about that? Think about it. They all use organic growth, viral growth. You know, whatever they offered the world was so good, right, that it just took off, and it was a viral growth, and that's something that's worth thinking about. Okay, when you're thinking about this. Because, you know, when you come online, especially like internet marketers, affiliate marketers, there's always a guru trying to tell you to buy traffic, buy solo ads, you know, just buy them. You know, why wait? It's scalable. They tell you it's scalable, right? Anytime somebody says something is scalable, you should look at them sideways and say, really, it's scalable. Can money come in fast enough for me to scale this? Because usually the answer is no. The money is not going to come in fast enough. Sometimes they'll tell you, oh yeah, if you sell high ticket, it can come in fast enough. But the idea of high ticket, it's really, really still, it's a numbers game. Okay? It's a numbers game. The idea of high ticket is a numbers game. And you need to understand that. But the numbers game is not in you spending, because it's a numbers game, but you got to keep spending money. For how long can you spend money before you go broke? That's really the question that you want to ask yourself. How long can you spend money before you go broke, right? And usually, not too long, because eventually you're gonna run out of money. Okay, you're gonna run out of money no matter how rich you are. So there's only one thing you can't run out of, and that's your passion. Okay, that's your passion, and that's what I want to bring this to. So if you're blogging, you're vlogging, hopefully you're blogging about something you're passionate about, right? Something that you know for a fact that you would never run out of breath to keep talking about it, or to keep writing about it, or to keep recording a video about it, right? Right? Something that you're very passionate about. So when you pick a product, if you're a network marketer, and you pick a product, make sure it's something you're passionate about. Sometimes it could be something you use. Okay, so I was coaching somebody yesterday. You can see the video on the channel somewhere else. And it's essentially about you. If you use something and you're passionate about the results you're getting, absolutely you can blog about it. You can vlog about it, right? You can record videos, write articles about it consistently, especially if it's a lifestyle-changing activity, okay? So this person was talking about weight loss. That's a lifestyle-changing activity. You're going to write more than enough about it because all you have to do... Sorry about that. Really, all you have to do is document your journey, okay? That's all you have to do. So if you're writing a blog, how do you get traffic to your blog, to your vlog? The answer is to optimize for the search engines, okay? There are people on an everyday basis going to Google to search for information about something you're writing about, okay? So the difference between the rest of the vloggers and you, the difference will be you actually planning, okay? You actually having a plan, okay? So the first step in search engine optimization is to have a plan. You want to do some research. Who are you trying to attract to your blogs, to your blog post? Who is that person you're trying to attract, okay? Who is this person and what is it that you're offering them, okay? So who's that person and what is it that you're offering them? And that information, you can bring it down. Sorry. I have stuff in my ear. See, that's the thing with shooting videos. When you're taking a walk, you have this thing all tight in your ear, so sometimes it just seems like people creep up on you. I have a very quiet neighborhood too, so. But anyway, I'm going to consider doing this over and over again, because I got to make sure I'm looking around and doing this. All right, so I'm back. So the difference, you got to plan. Who is that person that you're trying to target? What is it that you're offering them? And that information is essentially what you take into a tool called the Keyword Planner, Google Keyword Planner, okay? So Google Keyword Planner, what is keyword? Keywords are essentially what people search in search engines, okay? So somebody asks you a question, you don't know the answer, you go into Google and you search. That word or phrase that you put into Google is called the keyword. Google store all that data for you, okay? And you can use it to plan and create attraction to your blog. You can use that to plan on how you push content out, on how you vlog, what you talk about, how you talk about it. Because let me tell you something, there's a method to the madness. Like, never make a mistake to think that, hey, I just vlog and become rich. No. Well, 99% of people are going to think that way because Gary Vaynerchuk tells them to do that. But chances are, no, they're not going to get rich. Because again, everybody else is doing that. Anyone can do that. If everybody else can do it, chances are it's not going to become profitable for you. So you got to think a little bit extra harder. You got to get outside of your box or everyone else's box, okay? There's a little method to the madness. It's called search engine optimization. And it's essentially the simple act of knowing who you're trying to target and what is it that you're offering them, and then creating your content around that. It's called having a plan. Because if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. Even with your blogs and your vlogs, everybody's blogging and vlogging. If you don't have a plan, you plan to flee. So every time I put a video out here, you best believe I'm not just brain farting. That's not what I'm doing. I actually have a topic I want to talk about, because Google told me somebody's searching for answers. Somebody's searching for more information about what I'm talking about. And that's how I attract my ideal customers in every aspect of my business. And I've actually, in recent time, chosen to use that in my real estate business, in my marketing business, in my coaching business. I decided to use that because I can do that perpetually without losing myself, without losing my resources, without wasting my resources. So can you pay for traffic? Yes, you can pay for traffic, but there's a method to the madness as well too. Paying for cold traffic is a big mistake, okay? Because only you're gonna end up in a rat race, an entrepreneurial rat race. It's the new rat race, because everybody is entrepreneur now these days, right? But rat race stays the same. Rat race means you spend money as you make money, okay? Like you're just chasing yourself, you're spinning the wheel, but you're not really building anything, okay? That's what happens if you spend $10,000 per month on traffic and you made $5,000, right? It's only a matter of time before you go broke. Okay, if you spend, let's say you spend $8,000 per month, but you make $10,000 back. Again, it's only a matter of time before you go broke. Something breaks in the whole system, you're broke, right? And that's something to really pay attention to, you know, because even whatever traffic methods you're using, if people can just go in and pay for it, it's going to be driven by the gambling mindsets, especially from newbies. And it's only a matter of time before they destroy it, because marketers destroy everything except stuff that you build organically, right? And when you blog and you vlog, you do it organically and you attract people just because people want the information anyway. You give people what they want, and they want more at any price that you offer them. Four, all right? So that's something that you want to pay attention to over time. And that's really something worth thinking about as you continue your career. So how to drive website traffic for your website for free? Right there, okay? You optimize it for the search engines, because Google does not search to show your website on the search engines. However, it's going to take a little bit of effort in doing some research and optimizing your website. And that's something I cover in detail in my free class. So you can go through my free class. You see the link on the screen. It's olatux.com/mastermind. olatux.com/mastermind. And if you like these videos and you want me to do more of them, subscribe, okay? Subscribe, click like, share the video with people on your team, because they're going to find this information very useful. Buying your way to the top, it only lasts so long, okay? However, building the empire the right way, have a plan, okay? The search engines are there for a reason. Google loves sending you traffic because you're helping them create content. Google is not in the business of creating content. They're just a medium, okay? It's a media platform, just like Facebook. So if you really get good at pushing content, and again, I'm not telling you to talk about things that you don't. Remember what I said earlier? If you're passionate about what you're talking about, you will never run out of things to talk about. You can say the same thing about 1,000 different ways. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. That's all I have for you on this video. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. olatux.com/mastermind. Reserve your seat. Subscribe, like, and share. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye now.